"Men," said he, steadily turning upon the crew as the mate handed him the things he had demanded. "My men, the thunder turned old Ahab's needles. But out of this bit of steel, Ahab can make one of his own that will point as true as any." Abashed glances of servile wonder were exchanged by the sailors as this was said, and with fascinated eyes they awaited whatever magic might follow. But Starbuck looked away. With a blow from the topmaul, Ahab knocked off the steel head of the lance, and then, handing to the mate the long iron rod remaining, bade him hold it upright, without its touching the deck. Then, with the maul, after repeatedly smiting the upper end of this iron rod, he placed the blunted needle endwise on top of it, and less strongly hammered that, several times, the mate still holding the rod as before. Then, going through some small strange motions with it, whether indispensable to the magnetizing of the steel, or merely intended to augment the awe of the crew is uncertain, he called for linen thread, and moving to the binnacle, slipped out the two reverse needles there, and horizontally suspended the sail needle by its middle, over one of the compass cards. At first the steel went round and round, quivering and vibrating at either end, but at last it settled to its place, when Ahab, who had been intently watching for this result, stepped frankly back from the binnacle, and, pointing his stretched arm towards it, exclaimed, "Look ye for yourselves if Ahab be not lord of the level lodestone. The sun is east, and that compass swears it."